MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 12, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Danvers has a new fire chief, Gloucester has MBTA zoning concerns, and Salisbury has thoughts of an artificial reef. Sun and clouds near 80 today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:31 p.m. Back in 70 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Buck Anderson writes in today's Salem News, Brian Barry has been appointed as Danvers' next fire chief. Although Barry said he had known of the promotion for some days, town manager Steve Bartha announced it officially on Friday to be effective August 26. Bartha also announced the appointment of James Schaffner as the town's new deputy chief, also effective August 26. A 31-year veteran of the Danvers Fire Department, Barry has been serving as acting chief since July, following the retirement of Chief Robert Amaral. He was promoted to deputy chief and emergency management director in 2020. Schaffner, who is currently a captain and the department's training officer, joined the department 20 years ago. Ethan Foreman's reporting in the Gloucester Times, after a months-long process, the Gloucester Planning Board voted 6-0 last week to recommend a draft zoning map and changes to zoning ordinance and use tables to create a multifamily overlay district for Gloucester to conform with the MBTA Communities Act. The vote moves the city one step closer to compliance with the state law that calls for zoning of by-right multifamily housing adjacent to transit stations. The Planning Board's action on August 8 triggers a series of meetings over the next few weeks involving the City Council, its Planning and Development Standing Committee, and the Planning Board, with the City Council having the final say on any Section 3A zoning that would be created. The City of Newburyport was recently awarded $500,000 for affordable housing at the Brown School. The City Council's Planning and Development Committee met Tuesday night to discuss the path forward on a proposed housing development at the former Kmart site. Mayor Sean Reardon will be working with council members and others to negotiate a development agreement to make sure the city's interests are met on a potential project. This is Mayor Reardon.
A lot of housing things going on right now, right? So the housing bond bill was signed by our Governor Moore Healey this week. What's cool about that bill is like it gives us a lot more tools to encourage housing development, not only in the state, but here in Newburyport. And $500,000, so $500,000 was put into that housing bond bill to help us with the Brown School development, right? So we're going through an RFP process right now. That's gonna close on August 15th. And then we've formed a mayoral advisory committee to look over the submissions. We're thinking there'll be about five submissions for that plan. But this $500,000 will give us some flexibility to work with that developer to get a deal done there for some senior affordable housing there at Brown School. We've been talking a lot about the Port Plaza Kmart development, all right? So we've been working back and forth with the owner of Kmart and their attorney, who's local, former Mayor Lisa Mead. And we're working on the idea of a friendly 40B development there, right? They want to put some housing there. They would like some affordability component to it. And by going into a friendly 40B agreement, it would be something that we would do together, right? And that would be accompanied by a development agreement. So we're starting to work on that now. We're going to put together a draft development agreement. We're working on that right now, our city solicitor. And then I'm going to bring in the planning board chair. I'm going to bring in five city councilors to kind of take a look at that draft and give us some feedback on it. Then we'll go back and put together a final draft that we want to send along to the developer. But it's just our way of trying to include some more people in this process. I really like the idea of a friendly 40B. We haven't done something like that in the city before. We're still trying to do a little bit of research on that, but to my knowledge, we haven't done something like that before. And, you know, again, it could be a win for the developer and a win for the city. The win for us would be is that they would do 25% affordable housing with this development, which would allow us to account for all the rental units, and it would be 100% rentals, so about 200 plus rental units on that space. And then we could count that towards our overall stock of affordable housing in the city, which would push us above that 10% threshold, which would give us safe harbor status for any other future 40Bs coming into the city, right? Because the thing with 40Bs, right, again, this is a friendly one that we're doing together, but if it's an unfriendly one or just a regular 40B, you know, a developer can come in here and bypass all of our zoning and planning board protections and kind of just, it goes a different route, right? So I think this is a great development to do this with, because it could help us down the road with other developments like a Waterfront West or any other developments in the city coming in, right? This could give us years of safe harbor status. So we're really excited that we're working through that process.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on his Mayor's Corners podcast. The Newburyport Daily News is reporting that local and state leaders are expected to sit down with Massachusetts Institute of Technology officials on August 26 to further discuss building an artificial reef off the coast of Salisbury Beach to slow sand erosion, according to State Senator Bruce Tarr. The possibility of MIT's involvement was first brought up during a Merrimack River Beach Alliance subcommittee meeting in early August. The MRBA is expected to meet next on August 19 at 2 p.m., to discuss beach management plans. An MIT team is hoping to fortify coastlines with architected reefs, sustainable offshore projects engineered to mimic the wave buffering effects of natural reefs, while also providing pockets for fish and other marine life. And Adam Levine of itemlive.com is reporting that the 39th Annual International Festival will take place on September 15 from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in downtown Peabody. Mayor Ted Betancourt is quoted as saying, "The International Festival is the biggest party on the North Shore, and this year's festival promises to be the best one yet." The mayor's office stated that the International Festival is free and open to the public and features a diverse collection of food vendors, musicians, dance performances, and local artists. It was founded in 1984 by then-Mayor Peter Terigian with the goal of celebrating and appreciating each other's culture and creating an opportunity for the community to come together, according to the festival's website. The International Festival attracts between 50,000 and 80,000 people. Astros 10, Red Sox 2. Last night, sweep for the Astros in a three-game series. Rangers at Fenway tonight. And Bill Sheehan has been named as varsity head coach of the Danvers High School hockey team. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.